It's 8:45, live and local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us. And our guest today, Camille Metoyer-Moten. Welcome.
Thank you.
And bringing your own songbook to the Howard Drew Theater. It's the special event in the Howard Drew Theater at the Omaha Community Playhouse, Saturday, June 9th and Sunday, June 10th. Tell us about it. You have a signature style. Tell us what it is you do.
What do I do? Well, I just, I sort of take things and try to make them my own, you know. This particular show, we did a show last summer that was a tribute to Barbra Streisand, and it went really well, and people really liked it. And so we thought this time we would do a similar thing. So we have some Streisand tunes in there, but we've also taken some from the Great American Songbook, some standards, some jazz, some classic jazz things, and a little bit of pop. We have some original tunes as well, you know. So we've got a nice mix of some fun songs, and just, you know, everybody can come and have a great time. It's in the Howard Drew, which is, last time we did it was on the main stage, and so, you know, that was great. But the Howard Drew, because it's that intimate setting,
sure,
it's going to be a lot more fun, you know, because you can really make it more audience participation, you know, which we plan to do, and just sort of interact with the people a little more and have a little more craziness.
Get a little bit of that club crooner feel to it. So people are coming to an event, not just a presentation.
Right.
A little bit of a difference there.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's not necessarily a concert, but sort of an opportunity for audience performance, interaction, entertainment. Let's just all have fun, have a good time. We've got some great songs lined up to be performed, and I have a great band. So we're just really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you talk about that about band a little bit? You've got a four-piece band with How long have you worked with these folks?
Oh, gosh, I think it's probably been about 5 or 6 years. I started working with David Murphy, who's my music director and the keyboard guy. In fact, we're doing a couple of his original tunes, which are really awesome. And so about 5 or 6 years ago, I think it's actually longer than that. Time passes, right? It's probably 7 years ago, right? I'm really old. But
you're very well preserved.
Well, thank you very much. And you are my best friend from now on. I'll be calling you daily. So. But he came to see me perform at something. And then he, you know, kind of came and said, hey, you know, I've got some songs. Are you interested in doing these? And so we hooked up and we've just been working ever since. And we would do a few things. And then the guys said, hey, you need a band. So they sort of made me a band. So
that's great. Well,
right.
What other instruments do you have?
We have Mark Haar on the bass, upright bass. We have Mike DeLuca on drums, Chad Stoner on saxophone, David on the keyboard. And we've also added a percussionist to kind of get, we have some songs. Like we're doing some stuff from Phil Collins, so we kind of get a little bit of that, you know.
For those that may not know, Phil Collins was originally with Genesis before
right.
he had his own solo career.
Right.
And he started as the drummer and percussionist for Genesis.
Right, exactly.
So everything he sang for that group came from behind the drum kit.
Exactly right. So we're sort of adding that to get that feel. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a couple of Broadway tunes in there, and just, you know, it's just a nice mix from one thing to the next to give everybody a different experience song to song. And then, of course, I always talk in between, which is a problem. And, you know, you have to watch the band while I'm talking because I cut it, sister. That's enough.
Yeah, I think not only my wife and I saw Loretta Lynn at the Holland Center.
Yeah.
And Loretta, God bless her, she was talking as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the band started to play quietly behind her. And she said, I hear you back there. I'm not done with my story.
Right, right. That's kind of exactly the same thing. They're like falling off their instruments, like, can we go on with the show?
That's wonderful. Camille, you're a local artist.
Yes.
You're local to Omaha here.
Yeah.
How has the music scene changed in the years you've been involved in it?
Well, you know, it really has changed because there's a lot more people performing, and Omaha has really come up a lot in the whole national recognition, I would say. There was so many artists from here that have gone on to do bigger and better things, and I think it sort of raised the bar for everybody here, you know. But I love the fact that we have so many more venues now where people can perform. And when I first started doing stuff, really it was just kind of like bars and or if you did musical theater. But now there's nice places like in Benson and all around town where you can, you know, you can go and you can perform, and it's a beautiful setting. The Ozone, there's that. I think that's the major difference. I just think that the bar has been raised and there's nice venues and there's more people participating, which is gives everybody lots of options.
Oh, that's fantastic. Camille Metoyer-Moten is doing her show, Howard Drew Theater, which is right there at the Omaha Community Playhouse, June 9th at 7:30, and June 10th is a matinee. That's Sunday, June 10th, which is the matinee. And more information, you can go to omahaplayhouse.com, or you can call the Omaha Playhouse box office at 402-553-0800 if you would like to check out some more information. Camille, thank you so much for coming
in today. Thank you for having
me. Very nice of you to come in early. Tough for a musician.
Oh, my gosh. But I thought I'd sound like a baritone, but so far I'm like second alto. So.
I do appreciate it. It's 8:51. Morning Edition continues right now.